brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWhip. If you've ever met John and Martha King of King Schools, you'll know that they're about the most unlikely couple you could ever imagine as suspects in the theft of a drug-running airplane. Who better to take us from there than Martha herself, who's still massaging the handcuff marks off her wrists after a bizarre incident at the Santa Barbara, California airport over the weekend.
Why don't you start me at the beginning, Martha, and we'll go through all of this.
Okay. We flew up yesterday morning from San Diego to Santa Barbara to have lunch with some friends that were in town up there. And when we landed, the FBO that we needed to go to meet with them, I don't know if you know Santa Barbara, but we landed on the east-west runway, and we needed to turn off to the left to the south to go where we needed to go. And the tower directed us to turn off to the right instead, and then they told us to pull into a parking area and that was basically just right off the taxiway in the middle of nowhere. And John kept trying to explain to him that, you know, you don't understand where we're located and where we're trying to go, and, you know, we need to go down to the south and so on. And then the tower finally said, the city wants to talk to you. And about that time, I said to John, I think we've got trouble because there's four police cars on the taxiway. And so we pulled over and we shut down, and they went into what they described later to us as being a high-risk traffic stop kind of modality, where they had the cars pulled up in a line behind us, and there were four cars, and two of the guys were protected behind their car doors with either rifles or shotguns, I don't know what because I don't know guns that well, aimed right at us from the police car. And they had started with this PA system and said, the pilot, get out of the airplane with your hands up, and then turn away from our voice and back up towards us to the police cars. And then they handcuffed John and put him in the back of one of the police cars and told him that we were being detained because the airplane had been reported as stolen. The airplane we were flying is a Cessna 172 that has been it's been leased to us by Cessna Aircraft Company because we're doing videotape for a new aircraft program, a new instrument program online, and we're G1000, we're videotaping in it. And so John told them that it was owned by Cessna Aircraft and that King Schools was leasing it from them, and they at that point had me get out of the plane, again, hands in the air, back towards the cars, handcuffed with my hands behind my back like John, put in a different police car, and then they went to the airplane doing all of the stuff you'd do with a real high-risk traffic stop kind of modality where they're expecting to have somebody hiding in the airplane that hasn't come out. And found nobody else there, as we had told them, and pulled the registration out. And the aircraft that had been reported stolen, I think you probably saw this in John's email, was stolen 8 years ago in McKinney, Texas. It was a Cessna 150. The FAA canceled the registration in 2005. We found this all out later. I don't know why they canceled it. Presumably they found the airplane wrecked somewhere or something. But they canceled the registration, and then in 2009 they reissued the registration number to Cessna Aircraft, and Cessna put it on this brand new 172.
But how did it get reported stolen? Like, what? How did that happen?
What they said to us after the fact, after they undid the handcuffs, because they brought the registration stuff over, and John and said, "Where do we find the vehicle identification number?" You know, like it's a car stop, at which an airplane doesn't really have the equivalent of. And John said that, and they say, "Oh yeah, it's got a vehicle identification number." And they finally showed him the registration and said, "This is the number we're looking for on the airplane," and it was the serial number, which of course is on the data plate under the tail. So John told them that, and they went and looked, and then they got all four of them on cell phones making phone calls, and then they let us out of the car and unlocked us. The handcuffs. What they said was a, quote, private company called them, the El Paso Intel Center, and told them that they had had a match on their database and an aircraft filing an IFR flight plan, the particular IN number that we had, and that it was a stolen airplane and it was headed for Santa Barbara.
So now, they're on, like, FlightAware or something like that, and they...
I don't know what they are, but the El Paso Intel Center is the shortcut for it. The one the police know it by is called EPIC, E-P-I-C, and it's a program or agency or division, however you... I don't know how you describe divisions within an agency of the DEA... that is also staffed by, there's something like, I think, 35 different government agencies that participate in it. And if you look at it on the website, the primary description of it appears to be that they accumulate a lot of information about, in particular, drug dealers and alien smugglers and so on in databases. And if police departments make a stop or they want to know, you know, is this person at a record? If they carry drugs, where do they hide them in the car? All that kind of stuff. Then they can call in to EPIC, the, you know, the shorthand for the center, and they can pull up their databases and they can cross-reference a whole bunch of databases very quickly and find out what's going on and what kinds of things to watch for.
Well, they apparently can't cross-reference the FAA database, though.
They say they do.
Well, then they would have discovered that you were in a 172 and not a 150.
You would think so. But apparently, somehow, when the registration got canceled and reissued, it did not get into whatever database they're using. And how they got a hit on, you know, this airplane, it was a demonstrator for Cessna, and between the demonstrator and the use that we've had with it, doing videotaping, it's lived in the Southern California and Phoenix area for at least a year and a half and filed innumerable IFR flight plans, and then all of a sudden we get this hit. So I don't know, I don't have a clue what happened on the, you know, why this came up as a match, why their database wasn't accurate, and they advertise, or at least in an article, the chief of intelligence for DEA wrote an article for Police Chief Magazine, and in back in 2007, as you can tell, we've been doing some research on the web on this stuff, and in it he talked about the databases that Epic is able to search, and one of the ones he named was the FAA registration database. So I don't know where the mess up was. If they were searching the FAA database real time, then they would have found out that it was that N number was canceled and then reissued. And, you know, this is an 8-year-old theft. So, the airplane that was stolen was registered in McKinney, Texas. And of course, this airplane, in addition to being a different model, is registered to a different company in Independence instead of in McKinney, Texas. So somehow it sounds like, I'm guessing, that they had a list of a stolen airplane database, but when they got a match, they did not, apparently, it seems, go and double-check the FAA database and make sure that that number had not been reissued.
Okay, well, how are you and John?
Oh, we're fine. We're just, it is a violation of civil liberties, and it is in our opinion, a somewhat, I want to pick the words carefully, but the police department was not showing the standard of care that they ought to. We have talked to a friend of ours who's a police chief of a town here in the San Diego area, and one of the things he said was, if a police department gets a tip that a car has been stolen, and they're going to, you know, look for the potential of having a hot traffic stop, even if the report of the stolen vehicle comes from another police department, they always double check and verify with the Department of Motor Vehicles before they get into a hot traffic stop kind of a situation, because you just have to verify it if you're going to go into that kind of situation. Clearly, the Santa Barbara police themselves did not do a verification thing. And, you know, all you have to do is type into Google the N number 50545, and you pop up with several different pages that tell you the type of aircraft, who owned it, and stuff like that. So it's got a different owner, it's a different type of aircraft, and our concern is that how widespread is this, and for pilots generally, if an aircraft is reported as stolen and then later on, for whatever reason, that N number is canceled and then reissued, how many other pilots are likely to run into this kind of situation? And our primary reason for talking about this is that we don't want it to happen to somebody else. You know, we're not angry. Our adrenaline was sure up, but we're not hurt. We're not angry. We just we don't want any other pilots to run into this kind of a buzzsaw. It was a very impressive show of force.
Okay, and they must have been very impressed with the stature and demeanor of you two when you got out of the plane, too.
Well, I would have thought that at that point, when they got us out, that it would have ratcheted down quite a bit, because I don't think we exactly look like your typical airplane thief. The whole thing took about 30 minutes before they turned us loose and basically said, they didn't exactly say they were sorry, but it was kind of a, well, we had to check it out kind of a thing. But our personal opinion is that they checked it out with considerably excessive display of potential force.
Neither one of us,
they didn't damage the plane. They didn't yank or tear on anything. They didn't hurt us other than the fact that, sitting with your hands handcuffed behind your back in a police car is not a particularly comfortable thing. So, no physical damage to either us or the airplane. It's just, it seemed to us to be a considerable overreaction considering that they had not verified the information with the FAA database. And considering what they saw when we got out of the airplane.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.